So a yearly tradition here in Metro Detroit, Sparky Anderson's Catch Charity for Children, the golf outing today out at Red Run in Royal Oak. And they have done so much over the years to help improve the quality of life for pediatric patients and their families at places like the Children's Hospital of Michigan, at Henry Ford Hospital. And they fundraise throughout the year. They raise money throughout the year. And all of this is to help provide for those children, those families who might fall through the cracks, who are in need. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fantastic. Jim Berline's the Catch Board of Trustees Chair and Chair of the Berline Advertising, Marketing, and Digital Communications. Jim, good morning. It's great to have you.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
I know it's an exciting day for you guys. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work. Talk about the continued need for this charity and for all that it benefits.
Well, what's really motivating to the Board of Trustees is that no matter how much money we raise, we'll never meet the demand. So each one of our board meetings, we have senior execs from the two hospitals, Children's and Henry Ford, come and give us examples of how our money is spent. And honestly, we couldn't brainstorm the needs of the kids and families in this community who use catch funds. It's just amazing. And unfortunately, we could raise millions and millions of dollars, and there's still need that's going to exceed what we can do. So we're going to be around a long time doing the same kind of things. And we're kind of the only charity that does what we do. And in Sparky's words, we do the little things that get overlooked by big fundraising organizations who want to put a wing on a hospital. Mm. Well, we take care of the wheelchair ramp when the little kid gets home. Otherwise, he wouldn't get into his house. Or we pay the utility bill because his medication needs to be refrigerated and they don't have electricity or they don't own a refrigerator. So the list of things like that just is endless. And it's so gratifying to the board members to be able to satisfy those needs.
And, you know, Jim, Children's Hospital of Michigan, Henry Ford Hospital, I know they see families facing these unimaginable challenges every day. And some of what you talked about are probably some of the needs that people don't even think about until they're living through them.
No, exactly. You can't see it coming. And they get taken care of in just an amazing way, the hospitals. And then the things they face in real life aren't getting satisfied. So that's where it catches. Then the neat thing about it is there's no big bureaucratic process we go through to award these funds. That the caregivers on site see the problem. They have access to the funds to satisfy the need on the spot and don't have to go through a lot of paperwork and a lot of time and committee approvals that could take weeks. They can satisfy the need on the spot, and then they report to us afterwards how our money was spent. So the patients love it, the families love it, and the caregivers at the hospitals love it because they satisfy problems right immediately.
Sparky started this all the way back in 1987. How does his presence continue to loom over this organization?
Well, we were worried, a big worry, because Sparky, was his brainchild. He named Catch, and it's an acronym for Caring Athletes Team for Children's and Henry Ford Hospital. And we were afraid because he was such a personality that when he passed away, that there might be a loss of interest in the charity and we might be kind of winding down. And the opposite happened. We have continued to exceed every year what we raised the year before, whether it was a pandemic or whatever the reason, it didn't stop us. Companies and individuals continued to make Catch a priority. And it's worked great, and didn't have a negative effect on the charity at all.
And even if you're not golfing in the Catch event, sounds like you guys put together some pretty nice auction packages this year. What's the item that's generating the most excitement, you think?
Oh, there are these golf bags, there are trips. A lot of things are generated just by athletes who make jerseys and bats and hockey sticks and things available. But then a lot of our board members or organizations will put up some rather expensive trips somewhere and experiences. People will pay a lot of money for an experience tickets to events or flying on the Lions plane to an away game and attending the game and flying to and from the game with the team. Those kind of things are what raise a lot of money. And it's different every year. But we've been online with auction items for probably almost going on 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't confine the auction to the event itself. So it's turned out great.
Jim, you and all the leadership, the board members do so many great things for our community, for our children, for their families. The most amazing thing you probably do is deal with Steve Courtney as a board member of Catch. And for that, you are owed a great deal of gratitude.
No, we've learned to deal with Steve quite well over the years. And there are no, and we expect surprises.
Of course.
But he's been a great board member, and I'd love to have him on the board.
We love Steve.
Yeah.
Jim, congratulations. The golf outing today at Red Run in Royal Oak going to help raise a lot more money for these kids and their families. God bless you. Thank you for all that you do and all that you continue to do, and we'll talk very soon.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, you got it.
Have a great year.
You do the
Bye-bye.
Same. Yep. Bye-bye.
It's kind of a learned experience to deal with Courtney.
Nah. I love Steve Courtney. I love him to death.
Oh, my
I love
guy.
Him to death.
My guy.
Yeah. But again, like this goes, again, Catch is part of the fabric of the community that makes this thing go around. Right. But like, this is what have become
true.
As a city, as a region. This
yeah.
is what we become. Everybody's working together.
But I like what he said about, you know, it being, you know, Catch. You're catching things that maybe the other organizations don't catch. I mean, yeah, you build a wing onto a hospital, but you got a kid who can't get up in his house because there's no ramp and he's in a wheelchair. So they do those things, you know, some of the things that kind of fall through the cracks.
Yeah, one of the stories they talked about on their website is just like a kid didn't have a foldable wheelchair and it couldn't fit in his mom's car. Well, how are you supposed to get around?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Fantastic work that Catch does. All thanks to Sparky Anderson. Coming up on the other side, get you caught up on the headlines, get you caught up on the latest Iran news. Also, the World Cup done in here in the United States. It's next.